fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 19th of February. The prep tip of the day is to shop at thrift stores and consignment stores. You might be delightfully surprised at what you find. Avoid Goodwill. They're way overpriced for what you get. Check out Salvation Army and the local churches that have thrift stores. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Wonderful world-class training with rifles and pistols. And high-end first aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, is it time for the Farmer's Tip of the Week, sir?
Yeah, I think we should talk a little bit about the difference between practice ammo and ammo that you want to use to defend your life. The main main criteria for practice ammo is something that's inexpensive, because the more practice ammo you can afford, the more practice you can get in, and the higher your skills will be. And your skills are what's important in defending your life. It's the most important thing. Now, ammunition to defend your life with, that's a completely different thing. You need a bullet of a certain construction and a certain velocity to work with the barrel of your weapon, so that the combination of twist rate, impact velocity, and the hardness and thickness of the jacket and the hardness of the core, the lead in the bullet, all work together, so that a bullet expands or fragments, penetrates far enough without over-penetrating. And that's the main criteria. Now, what's the best way to control that situation so you don't make a mistake? I put my practice ammo in plastic P-Mags for my M4, my AR-15. And I put my serious ammo for defensive work into my Duramags. And that's a stainless steel mag that's been salt bath nitrided. It has a flat wire spring, has a Ranger plate on it. It's very easy to identify compared to a P-Mag, which is black plastic. And so what I do is I separate the type of ammo in the type of magazine. Now, I have different caliber AR-15s. I have a 300 Blackhound. I have 6.5 Grendel. I have a 5.56/223. It'll shoot either ammo. And I use a different colored Ranger plate on those Duramags to identify what caliber ammo is in that magazine. And that's how I keep that straight. The worst thing you could do is to put the wrong ammo in a gun and pull the trigger on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous thing because you can blow a gun up in your face like that. And so having your magazine sorted out, properly identified, knowing what that is a very important step. We actually have, there's two different types of Ranger plates you can get from Magpul. One has a loop on it, and the other one is a lower profile, and it's a solid piece with a couple of side grooves in it, so you can grab it. Either one works. Pick whatever preference you have, depending on how many different calibers you have, how many different types of ammo. You're going to want to always be very disciplined about putting a particular type of ammo in a particular type of magazine so that if push comes to shove and you're placed under stress, there's no confusion.
All right. It's been a couple of weeks since we've mentioned price and availability of loaded ammunition and reloading components. Any changes?
Well, because of all the conflict and because of Biden's comments and because of what's going on the world stage, the price is still going up. The availability is going down. I would highly recommend if you can afford to buy ammo that you do it now, because I think come September and October, it'll all be gone.
All right. All right. Despite the new manufacturing facilities opening up?
Well, the Oklahoma place isn't online yet. So that's okay. The place that's large enough, the facility being built in Oklahoma, that's the place that will make an actual impact on the market. The other smaller companies, you know, they're not really adding any significant capacity. There's a couple of True jumped in the game. They're starting to push ammo out to some of the bigger sporting goods chains. But that's not reloadable ammo. That's plastic cased ammo. That's a polymer cased ammunition. I love the products, but it's not reloadable. And right now, I think for the money, I prefer brass.
Understood. Well, if that covers the firearm tip of the week, is it time to move on to an equipment tip of the week, sir?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about like a multi-tool environment, you know, for your bug out bag. If you've got to have certain tools, you've got to have a good knife. We talked a little bit about knives. I like the Gerber LMK2s, okay, but you've got to have good equipment. And one of the things that's really nice to have in a bug out bag is something called a multi-tool, and it does a lot of things. It has some screwdriver options. It has cutters on it. It has all kinds of different options, small tools that may help you in any given situation. Okay, the Leatherman Wave is a good thing to look at. And when I look at a multi-tool, I look at several things. Does it have a Phillips and a blade screwdriver tip? Does it have a can opener, small pair of scissors? Does it have a smooth knife blade? Does it have a good saw on it if you have to saw through something? But one of the coolest features on a multi-tool is the cutter, very close to the pivot point inside the jaws of the multi-tool, because you've got pliers on a multi-tool, you've got screwdrivers, you've got blades, you've got files. Sometimes you have scissors, sometimes you have Torx or Allen bits. But a key thing is to have replaceable carbide jaws on the cutter. And so if you look carefully at a Leatherman Wave Plus multi-tool, you can see these small screws in the very innermost part of the jaws holding on a carbide bit. And it's the same way on the other jaw. There's another carbide bit. And for wire cutting or cutting things, hardened metals, these carbide jaws are replaceable, and they're much more effective at cutting hardened metal than standard jaws on a multi-tool. And you'll see that feature on the really high-quality multi-tools. You'll see it on the Leatherman Wave. You'll see it, like I think, on the Gerber Dual Force. Another thing you look at is the way the tools fold out. Do you have smooth handles, you know, or do you have sharp edges you've got to push against when you're using the pliers and the jaws? And so you want to look at these different things. And honestly, I've got one Leatherman and I've got one Gerber. But both of the models that I chose have those replaceable carbide cutting jaws. And that's one thing I wouldn't do without.
All right. Right. Well, I like both, too. I like the Gerbers. And we have a – does that cover that, Sam? Is it time to move on to our caller?
Absolutely. Let's take the next call.
James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. You'll notice that after the interview with – Putin that Tucker Carlson did, then Alexei Navalny was killed in jail. And I think is a, I think Putin was playing the American people because there were certain questions that he would say, well, I don't know what the effect I have, and I don't know this, and I don't know that. The message of killing Navalny is to alert the Russian people that any deviation from the orthodoxy line will not be tolerated. And this would indicate to me that Putin is going to make a move militarily. I also studied this, the Art of War says when you're in encircled ground, you close the gaps. And encircled ground means some of your men feel intimidated and they have a way to run away from the battle because everybody's encircled, of course. So what the commander will do is take the soldiers that are muttering and take them out and shoot them. And then what that does is tell everybody, look, we're in for the long haul, and this is where we stand. Now, for China, the gap is Taiwan. So Xi Jinping, I've been watching ever since he took power. In Hong Kong, it got really bad. It used to be quite liberal, nice place to go. After 2013... it was not. So this is another issue. So this is the details here. And so I thought I'd, say something about that. So I think we're in for more war. Back to you.
Got a response, Sam?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth into what this caller's talking about. You know, Putin is ruthless. Like I said, he's a former KGB agent and he's a murderer. Okay, so Putin being ruthless and using fear, you know, as a tool, is not surprising at all, right? I mean, this is what we expect from people like Vladimir Putin. The Chinese, the people that run the Chinese Communist Party, these people are ruthless. You know, this is the thing that, see, the average suburban American didn't grow up in a city, didn't deal with street violence in the city, isn't really streetwise, maybe hasn't traveled a lot to foreign countries, hasn't had to deal with evil at this level, like right in your face. And so it's hard for a lot of Americans to comprehend the level of evil when you're dealing with someone like Putin, or you're dealing with someone like Biden, the Biden crime syndicate, or the Chinese Communist Party leaders. The average American mind can't wrap itself around this type of evil and the ruthlessness of it all. And see, that's the really interesting thing about why we're so slow. Why were we so slow to get involved in World War II? Why were we so slow to get involved in a lot of these things? Why are we so slow to recognize evil when it's right there in our face? And the bottom line is, a good person generally gives people the benefit of the doubt. They don't instantly assume someone's up to no good. And even on a political stage, and honestly, Americans are very naive. We've lived very protected lives, probably 85% of us. And we're slow to get involved in politics. We're slow to get involved to solve corruption. The combination of Americans being selfish, basically worried about their own interests, which is naive, by the way. It's very naive to be self-centered and in your own little bubble. You're not seeing the long term. When you don't get involved politically and you don't stand up against corruption, you know, what do they say? You know, when the Germans went and got this group, nobody said anything. And then when they went and got that group, nobody said anything. And then when they came for you, there was nobody left to help you, because you stood there in silence while they slowly took control. And this is what we're up against right now. And my only question is, how much longer are the bulk of Americans going to stand in silence instead of oppose this corruption and this evil?
That's something we don't know. James, go ahead.
I think what we can do now is watch for a total purge of Navalny's family and his supporters. This is something we can watch for to see if what I said is makes sense. And I think you're going to see that there's going to be quite a few people taken out and liquidated. And
so, James, what's your take on the people's reaction in Canada? Remember when the truckers were protesting, and the Canadian government attacked the people that were supporting them, not even the people that were protesting?
Right.
They were freezing bank accounts of Canadian citizens that sent $20 to the truckers' cause. What's your take on that now? Why were the people in Canada so silent? They reminded me of Americans, honestly.
There was opposition to it, but it just never got reported in the papers. And I think there's a resolve now among some people I know that is indicative of the Canadian people getting ready to stand up and take action. For example, where I'm living, we got a lot of people from out of town that have come in, and it's putting pressure on our society. And I think those same people who got in their trucks, and a lot of those people, they lived in Canada, right, for a long time. They were born in Canada, and I don't think they've given up. I just think that it's not being reported on the news. So you can look for another uprising up here, I think, when things get rough. It was a surprise to me, I will say, when the truckers started. That was in the first part of 2022. And I had thought there was I remember calling in one time to the program here saying that by January we would have to have vaccine cards to get into Walmart. And Walmart had started that. They had a kiosk there, and there was a sign on the door being, be prepared to stop. But because of the truckers, I think that actually turned it around.
Very cool. We're on a break. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. We'll be right back.
All righty.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. Arthritis, pain, got you down, same thing. Details at thelibertyman.com. Okay, is James, you still with us, sir?
James is gone. At Walmart that I talked about 2 years ago, we had a fair amount of white people. Now hardly anybody's white. The second point is that this war in Gaza and the Houthis and all that, I believe, is the weapons that people are honing in their expertise in terms of, like, drone weapons and weapons that can lock onto a target farther than, say, 5 miles. And this is what ultimately will be used in the United States and probably Canada to get rid of the opposition. So this will be something that people have to pay attention to, is how to find the drones that are coming at you. You see, detect the drones, and again, like
you
I said,
you can't do it that way. We have weapons that will take drones out of the sky, EMP pulse weapons, and electronic weapons, that sort of thing. But that's not the way to do it. The only way to combat a drone war is get to the control centers. You've got to know where the drones are being operated out of. And the problem with that is the U.S. government, they can operate a drone in the Middle East from the middle of Missouri. Now, there's some lag time in the controls and the communications with the drone, but it's only about 5 seconds. It's not very long. So, you know, that's a fascinating point that you bring up. We've talked about it here before. There is going to be a paradigm shift in warfare. It used to be a guy like Hitler had to stir a bunch of strong men up to go do his bidding. It was that way for 6,000 years. That is totally changing now, and you are exactly right. What the paradigm shift in warfare now, it's not going to be this guy with the magnetic personality. It's going to be the group of people with the budget to build a bunch of attack drones and robots. That's what we're going to be up against, and I'm really glad you brought that up because that's exactly the direction we're headed.
Well, yeah, and they're going to be run by kids out of high school or not even finished high school that have no conscience, excuse me, no brains, and just think it's a standard training off, you see? And they'll be killing people, you see? So anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thanks for taking my call, James.
Talk to you later. Bye. Sam, our next caller is Brad in Kansas. Good morning, Brad.
Brad, can you hear us now?
Go ahead, Brad.
Me? Good morning.
You're on here, Brad. Go ahead.
Hi. I don't know if you covered this already because I just got available to listen to the show. Have you talked about Kansas City at all?
The shooting in Kansas City specifically?
Yeah.
We have not spoke about that.
Okay. I was on deliveries when I'm near Wichita, but they broke into our local news station and spent a lot of time on the coverage there. And what was fascinating to me is that in all the talking about it, you know, what finally came out was that it was a couple of gang members that just decided to shoot it out with each other in a crowd. But
right.
The focus of everybody in the news and is that it's just a mass shooting event, and they're ignoring the fact that it's the same thing that happens in Chicago every day, but it just happened to be in a big crowd this time.
Well, and the other thing they're not talking about is they're juvenile gang members.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that part.
They're not even adults. They're juvenile gang members that got into an argument and started shooting at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the really, you know, that's the really sad part is that the media is so dishonest now that they would rather paint this as a mass shooting to forward their gun control agenda than actually call the situation what it is. Two juvenile gangbangers arguing with each other, trying to settle it with their illegal guns.
Yep. Yeah. Being Kansas City in Missouri and, you know, bordering on Kansas, I that there'd be a little bit more honesty there about it, but, you know, I guess it's still just Kansas City.
I hear you, man.
Okay, Brad. Thank you for the call.
I do have another quick question for you.
Hold on to the break. You got one more. We'll be right back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, a great place to retire, a great place to raise a family, a great place to live. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Brad, you got a follow-up question or comment here? Go ahead, Brad.
I guess, what are your thoughts and evaluation on the FN SCAR series, like the 16S and 17S?
Well, the FN SCARs have had a lot of problems, particularly when suppressed. I'm not a fan of them. I'd much rather have a piston-operated AR-15 that's properly set up than a SCAR. It'd be more accurate. You'll have a better trigger. You'll have better control of the bolt velocity as you go suppressed to unsuppressed. You just have to know how to set up the AR. Yeah,
okay.
Not a big fan of this car.
Okay, what kind of problems have they been having?
Well, the problem was when you know, the Navy had a big contract to buy SCARs. And when you hand SCARs to Navy operators, they put suppressors on them. And when you put a suppressor on a weapon system, on a semi-auto or full-auto weapon system like that, you increase the bolt velocity because the suppressors have back pressure. Okay. And so now the op rods operate with more force, right? Or if it's a gas impingement gun, it unlocks sooner. So you create stress on the bolt, the extractor, and all that, and things started breaking.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not a fan of the SCAR. Right, I would much rather have an M4, which would be half the price, with a good piston system on it, and a 1¾-pound trigger with a very short reset and the right bolt velocity, and be able to change ammos, change to different pressure ammo, and make a quick adjustment with the piston system with some finer clicks than what are on the SCAR. Right, so I can match the bolt velocity of the ammo I'm using in the moment.
Right. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of stuff out there for the SCARs as far as being able to adjust them.
Yeah, people buy SCARs. We've had a number of them at the range. I'm like, okay, let's shoot at 300 yards. How quickly can you put three shots in a row on an Ipsic silhouette at 300 with a red dot sight in your SCAR? And most of them can't even hit it, right?
Oh my!
And I'll take my M4 with a red dot on it and go bang 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 and put three shots in about a 4-inch group on the chest. And part of it's the accuracy of the gun, part of it's the accuracy of the ammo, part of it's the shooter. But the bottom line is, you're not going to perform as well with a SCAR as you will with a setup M4.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Your accuracy, okay. Your split times, all that stuff suffers when you go to the SCAR.
Okay. And then I also just want to put a quick plug in. I don't know what's wrong with the people that haven't come to visit you at your center yet, but they need to get out there because it's quite the experience.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, yep. Brad.
I've been in there. I've been there for two trainings now, and well, I guess three, including the basic medical one. And I've brought my oldest son out. I don't know. You probably remember Ray. And then I brought my two old, and then I brought my second son along with my oldest son for the medical training. So,
Yeah. Did you take the combat medic course last year?
No, we just did the stop the bleed one because, my oldest son he's only been through the first class, so he didn't have all the prerequisites for the combat medical, and I wanted to make sure we could go through it together.
Well, give me a call Wednesday, and we'll talk about how to get you and your son in the combat medic course.
Okay, cool. We can do that.
Because I have an option for you. You may be interested.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Well, thank you, sir.
Call.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Have Thanks a great for day. Call, Brad. Appreciate
great
it.
Great to hear your voice, Brad. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Our next caller, thank you, Brad. Our next caller is Matt in Arkansas. Good morning, Matt.
To ammunition for accuracy, and I wouldn't know which program it was that you did that. You gave the information out on that. Could you tell me again what you came up with, your conclusions, what was best?
I missed the first half of the question. What weapon system are we talking about? I guess the question's about accuracy.
Yeah, it was actually to John because he said he had tested out 22 long rifle several months ago, and I was wanting him to repeat which what he found was the most accurate.
Well, I'm looking for accuracy, but primarily function. And I'll tell you what not to get. That's Remington bulk pack. Remington bulk pack is simply something, there are way too many misfires. But quite frankly, Matt, and I think Sam will back me up on this, all semi-automatic firearms are ammunition sensitive. So what works for me and my Ruger Mark II semi-automatic might not necessarily work on your own. So I'm going to suggest you do your own testing to come to your own conclusions, because these firearms are all different, and what works perfectly in one may not work in the other. Any follow-up, Sam?
Yeah, John's exactly right that accuracy is dependent on a particular gun with a particular shooting holding it. But from a reliability standpoint, I can tell you that for semi-autos, the higher pressure 22 rimfire ammo like the Stingers, the Aguila, and also the Ely tend to perform really well. There's another German manufacturer of 22 long rifle that we sell that is shot in one hole with certain weapon systems. And I guess because I'm old, I can't recall the name of that manufacturer off the top of my head. But I do know that Ely and Aguila tend to work really well. And the real heavy bullets in Aguila for subsonic 22 rimfire outperform everything out there. So depending on whether you're trying to go subsonic suppressed or whether you're going supersonic, you may want to look at the Stingers, if you're the CCI Stinger ammo. If you're going supersonic, that tends to cycle guns very reliably. It's a little higher pressure. If you're looking for the ultimate in accuracy on something that cycles most ammo, look at the Ely or look at the Aguila. And if you're looking for subsonic that's actually going to work and cycle your gun, I think Aguila is the only option we found.
Okay, wonderful. My last question, I'll listen off air on. I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about a subject that I think I've heard John allude to when he talks about walking into a room and things getting quiet. I think he's alluding to his bearing, and I heard another podcast talk about it a little bit, but I wanted you two to talk about what goes into bearing, what it means, because it got me excited listening to them talking about men learning to be men. And so would y'all just talk just briefly
about...
I'll
get a shout at this first with a follow-up by Sam. In the absence of being in a lot of combat for a long time, a civilian would probably want to go through some martial arts training. The more intense, the longer duration, the better. The more realistic the martial arts is in terms of being more like hand-to-hand combat may help a person acquire that demeanor. I don't know if there's any substitute for real-life experience. You do get as much as you can from training, but being in real-life situations over and over again, I think, makes a big difference. Sam, your follow-up, if any, sir.
Well, I agree with John. There's no substitute for real-world experience. And, you know, there's a certain level of confidence, and hopefully it's not false confidence, that comes through experience. And also a level of self-awareness and awareness of your surroundings, situational awareness, that comes from being in multiple situations. I'll give you an example. I was walking through the airport with my ex-wife about 8 years ago, and there was a guy in plain clothes sitting down at the terminal that we were headed towards. And I said to her, oh, look, there's a special forces warrior. And she goes, where? I said, in this seat right there. She goes, you don't know that. And I said, no, I really do. And she says, how could you know that? He's not in a uniform. He's not decorated. He's in plain clothes. He's wearing blue jeans and a shirt. I said, yeah, but I see his eye movements. And his eye patterns are very identical to someone who has complete situational awareness, which you don't find in an Army Ranger or a standard Marine. Okay, and I guarantee you that guy has FS experience. She argued with me. I said, well, let's go sit down next to him. I'll chat him up. We'll find out. So we sat next to him, and yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm a first group special forces. I'm headed over here to work with this group next week. And she looked at me like, how could you tell that just by watching the guy move his head and his eyes? There is no substitute for someone who's been in really horrible situations on multiple occasions and survived. There's a reason they're still alive. Their eye and head movements are different. They're very aware of they're hyper aware of their surroundings. They're very untrusting in a lot of ways. I mean, they're very confident in the way they handle themselves. And all of that, there's this subjective projection, and maybe that's what you're talking about. But, you know, John's more of an expert on this stuff. I just have had the opportunity to work with some of the greatest warriors in the history of America, and I just recognize similarities. And that's all I can really speak to.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Do you have a goal here, Matt, or are you just making observations?
No, you know, my dad was busy. We didn't hunt together growing up. And so just hearing about these people talk about bearing, my son, he went to the Marines, and I noticed a distinct difference in him when he got out of the Marines. He had a totally different carriage about him, and I admired that and wanted that for myself. And so I just, you know, short of other ideas other than going into martial arts, like you suggested, for a civilian to get experience, I'd be interested in knowing how to develop that just for myself.
Okay. Well, yeah, good luck.
Training. And, it's all about the training, you know. And I can tell you, your son, in part, acts the way he does because he had senior NCOs that he respected, that he admired, that in some small way probably wanted to emulate. And I'll bet if you talked to him about it, he would tell you those guys by name, who they were that affected him.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate the call. All right. And we have James from Wisconsin. Good morning, James. James, you're on here. Go ahead, James. Did we lose James? Are you there? James in Wisconsin.
Jason from Wisconsin.
Jason?
Okay, Jason, go ahead.
This question is for both of you. There's a Senate bill and a House bill trying to go through right now. It's called Preventing Private Paramilitary Training or Paramilitary Training Act of 2024. It's Senate Bill 3589 and House Bill 6981. Have you guys heard of that at all?
Senate Bill 3589. Well, I've seen that a similar bill in some other states last year.
I'm talking federal level.
Oh, you're talking at the federal level. Oh, yeah. I've definitely read the federal bill. Its status right now, it's been introduced. It hasn't passed the Senate. It hasn't passed the House. It says this. The summary on the bill says this bill establishes a federal statutory framework to prohibit certain conduct involving actions as part or on behalf of a private paramilitary organization while armed. An individual who violates the prohibition is subject to criminal penalties. This bill also authorizes civil remedies, right? So this is the summary of the bill. The text of the bill is much more ominous than that. And it's a horrible thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I'm like, wow, how can they get this to go through? How can any senator or House member who swore an oath to the Constitution can even consider this?
You couldn't if you care at all about the Constitution. And I'll give you in part what the bill talks about. It shall be unlawful to knowingly, in a circumstance described in Section B, while acting on behalf of a private military organization armed with a firearm, explosive or other dangerous weapon, to publicly patrol, drill, or engage in techniques capable of causing bodily injury. So basically they're saying you can't practice with your firearm. To interfere with, interrupt, or attempt to interfere with or interrupt government operations or a government proceeding. See, this is a big catch-all. Remember what we did in Ferguson?
Yep.
The government operation in Ferguson allowed $72 million of arson damage in the city of Ferguson in two nights. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. They burnt building after building after building, business after business after business. They scorched them. And the government operation allowed it. They stood by and watched. And what did we do? We publicly patrolled with our firearms because under Missouri state law, you're allowed to defend yourself with a firearm. And in a state of emergency, the government is not allowed to confiscate weapons, ammo, or supplies. Okay, we're talking Missouri State Statute 41.101. Okay, you can read it if you're interested. Now, this federal law completely conflicts with our state laws. Okay?
Which means the federal law would be unconstitutional.
It is unconstitutional. All they would have to do is claim we interfered or attempted to interfere a government operation or government proceeding. Okay, this is a horrific law, and if people want to get involved, Senate Bill 3589, I mean, this is disgusting, right? And what they're saying
is
that communities can't organize to defend themselves. And all the government has to do is allege that you're interfering with a government operation, and they can arrest you and penalize you.
Health Simple with Colorado Surgeon.
We have a break.
Fact
we'll
bit
be right back.
Number one, what goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark from Matt from Arkansas, or let's see, Jason, are you still there? All right, Jason's gone. I got a hint, Sam, for I believe it's Brad, the one that the gentleman who wanted to know how to acquire the persona that you and I have. Here's an idea: get an Ashe case and put enough cash in there to buy a brand new Jaguar. 1911 45 or something similar pistol, properly holstered, and go to the most dangerous part of the most dangerous city and walk there for about an hour every day, carrying that briefcase that with enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar, which basically duplicates what I did in Vietnam 5 days a week, Sam.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, that's what I did.
I care enough, more about our listeners than to put them in that situation.
Enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar sports car, classified documents, a Thompson in my right hand, a 45 in my hip, and I walked down those streets in Vietnam by myself.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe they moved that kind of stuff with just one person.
Oh, well, they trusted me, and I got the job done. Any final words, Sam? We've got about a minute.
Well, you know, we're going to see a new plandemic this year because it's an election year. We're going to see more election fraud. We're going to see the powers that be try to herd us into a civil war. Okay, all of this stuff, you can just see it coming. And it all points the same direction. That that Senate bill was proposed by a Democrat from Massachusetts. Okay, so I doubt it was assigned to the Judiciary Committee. It's had two readings. I doubt it goes anywhere. But if it does, we'll have to kill it in the House. There's a similar bill in the House. I doubt it'll see the light of day in the House. But we'll find out soon enough. But I'm just telling you, people, you can just feel the tension globally. You could cut it with a knife. All these people trying to maneuver. You know, a friend of mine said to me years ago that what most tyrants are saying, what they're really saying is that God told me I could take your house and your land. That's literally what they're saying. They're saying that I'm on the moral high ground here, and morality says I can take everything. Don't let them do it. John,
Sam, thank you. Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. So you have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri. Large beautiful state of Missouri, I get to live in. And the largest state of Texas. God bless the United States of America.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.